my husband and I moved in the neighborhood when we were undergrads. We picked this neighborhood because it was easy to get downtown, but I never would have imagined that I would live in this neighborhood this long. It's been almost 20 years now. We got married in this neighborhood. Both our children are born in this neighborhood. I love that this neighborhood gives the best of both worlds. My name is Jean Hizon. I'm the director of sales at the Kimpton Hotel Enso.
Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. Today, I want you to hear from Jean, one of my neighbors here in San Francisco, about providing neighborhood-based hospitality. Here she is.
This neighborhood is home. So to see it continue to grow and evolve and change and to be part of that in working at the Enso really holds a special place in my heart for me. My daughter's going to experience that, look, this is not just where we live. This is our whole community, and that we can contribute to that by drawing people to this neighborhood and showing them how wonderful it is to be here and that you can still be close to a lot of different things, but be in this neighborhood. And it's exciting. Think about hospitality as it contributes to this, the economic growth of this city. I think hospitality has an opportunity to really highlight the wonderful neighborhoods of this city. You know, in a city that's 7 miles by 7 miles, we have so much fantastic diversity. And what the pandemic showed us was that these individual neighborhoods were so able to thrive because everybody loved their neighborhood so much. Everyone wanted to see their local restaurants, their local grocery stores survive. So I think what hospitality can do coming out of this and looking at the future is, how do we get people to visit these distinct neighborhoods? Get beyond the typical, I want to go to Fisherman's Wharf or I want to go to Union Square. Let's talk about the Castro. Let's talk about the Dog Patch. Let's talk about the Sunset or Richmond and all these culturally rich neighborhoods that have their own restaurants, that have their own event spaces and things to do, and make that the crux of what makes San Francisco exciting.
I love what Jean shared about not only showing your guests what your neighborhood has to offer, but using this as a way to generate economic growth in your area. We can all win together. What could you do this week to move in this direction? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let me know on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page. Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. Every Monday morning, I publish a weekly briefing that includes new case studies, research, and how-to guides that I've written with input from top hotel operations leaders around the globe. Sign up to receive this for free at hoteloperations.com/newsletter. I'm also working on another project that might interest you. People often ask me what technology they should use to run their hospitality business. It's hard to know which of the many different property management systems is best. Rather than answering this question myself, I want you to hear the experiences of others. So I'm creating an independent guide with and for hotel operators about this. If you're interested, you can learn more and request early access at propertymanagementsystems.com. Again, that's one word, propertymanagementsystems.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.